From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama and the leaders of Mexico and Canada have wrapped up their brief summit meeting in Guadalajara. Mr. Obama defended Mexico's fight against drug trafficking, and he dismissed suggestions that some U.S. assistance should be withheld because of alleged human rights abuses by Mexican troops involved in the anti-drug effort.
The biggest, by far, violators of human rights right now are the cartels themselves that are kidnapping people and extorting people and encouraging corruption in these regions. That's what needs to be stopped. That's what President Calderon is committed to doing, and that's what I'm committed to helping President Calderon accomplish.
Mr. Obama also said the leaders agreed to work together to combat swine flu.
We resolved to continue taking all necessary preparations and precautions to prepare for the upcoming flu season and protect the health of our people. And this challenge transcends borders, and so must our response.
The leaders at the summit pledged cooperation on trade issues and on actions to restore economic growth across North America. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where she called on university students to lead protests against widespread corruption and sexual violence in the eastern part of the country. Hundreds of thousands of Congolese women have been sexually assaulted by the different warring factions there. A series of bomb attacks in Iraq today has killed at least 45 people and wounded more than 250 others. The deadliest blasts occurred near the northern city of Mosul, where two flatbed trucks loaded with explosives were detonated almost simultaneously. NPR's Deborah Amos has more from Baghdad.
Mosul is Iraq's second largest city. It's still a place of hardline militants who challenge the government's claims of security improvements and hardline politics. There's a power struggle between Sunni Arabs and Kurdish political factions. In this combustible mix, a small village north of Mosul was the target at 4 this morning. A pair of truck bombs brought down almost all the houses in the village of Khazna. The villagers are Shobeks, a small minority group who may have been targeted over politics or religion or both. In Baghdad, early morning explosions were directed at men looking for day jobs. The bombs went off a half hour apart in Shiite neighborhoods in the capital. The attacks follow a string of bombings on Friday, a reversal of July's downward trend of violent death. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
A mudslide in southern Taiwan triggered by the torrential rains from Typhoon Morakot may have buried up to 600 people in a mountain village. Another typhoon named Ito slammed into Japan's west coast today, causing flooding and landslides that left at least 13 people dead. A new survey of private economists finds that most of them expect the recession to end by October, but they're less certain about the speed, strength, and durability of the recovery. Wall Street, the Dow is down 41 points. This is NPR News. New details are surfacing about a man who killed three women in a Pennsylvania fitness club last week. Mark Newtbar of member station WDUQ has more.
Pittsburgh Port Authority police say they received a call from a bus rider 2 weeks ago that he had seen a man on a bus holding what looked like a hand grenade. The man even offered the passenger a chance to hold the device, which he declined. Authorities rode the same bus for the next 2 days and then detained 48-year-old George Sidoni. He was searched and questioned about the explosive, but he was not carrying anything illegal at the time, and the witness was unable to positively identify him, so the matter was dropped. The information was turned over to investigators only after Sidoni entered a workout class at the L.A. Fitness Club outside of Pittsburgh August 4th and opened fire, killing three and injuring nine before turning the gun on himself. Police say they later found a dummy grenade when going through Sidoni's home. For NPR News, I'm Mark Newtbar in Pittsburgh.
Dangerous currents in the Hudson River have forced divers to suspend temporarily their search for the remaining two bodies of victims of the mid-air collision of a helicopter and small plane in New York City over the weekend. Seven bodies have been recovered so far. Democratic Congressman Gerald Nadler of New York says he wants officials to take a new look at how air traffic along the river is regulated.
Saturday's tragedy underscores the urgency of this issue. The Hudson River flight corridor must not continue to be the Wild West.
National Transportation Safety Board investigators are hoping the wreckage of the two aircraft will provide some clues about the cause of the crash. Checking Wall Street just before the closing bell, the Dow Industrials were down 41 points at 9,326. The Nasdaq Composite was off 8 points. The S&P 500 down 4 points. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.